Your call is very important to us. Please hold while we locate the next available agent.
You are currently caller number 3, waiting to speak with a representative. The estimated hold time is currently 1 minute. Thank you for your patience. You are currently caller number 2, waiting to speak with a representative. Thank you for your patience.
Your call is very important to us. Please hold while we locate the next available agent.
You are currently caller number 3, waiting to speak with a representative. The estimated hold time is currently 1 minute. Thank you for your patience.
All right, so Everest, the phone system goes like this. You are now caller number 3. And then they say, you are now caller number 2. And then they say, your call is very important to us. And then they say, you are now caller number 3. Like, what the
Your call is important, but somebody else's call is more important.
I fucking hate this company.
You are currently caller number 3, waiting to speak with a representative. Thank you for your patience.
Because they need to give me some fucking information. I want to. Somebody told me to hold on the previous call, and as I was holding, they hung up on me. And so now I'm calling back, and I'm 4 calls behind. I fucking hate these people.
You are currently caller number 2, waiting to speak with a representative. Thank you for your patience.
I'm waiting for them to pick up, then I'm gonna be mean.
Didn't you guess it?
You are currently caller number 2, waiting to speak with a representative. Thank you for your patience.
Visualize, that's the company.
Thank you for calling Everest. This is Vanessa. How can I help you? Can you please hold?
I can, Vanessa, but I got hung up on last time I was holding just 5 minutes ago.
Give me one moment. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Grant over at Bank of Cardiff. I was just giving a call on a deal that we almost had funded, and I was hoping you could help me out.
What's your name?
It's Grant at the Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Grant. How are you?
Doing well. This is Vanessa Redondo?
Yes.
Okay, correct. Cool. All right, so the name of the deal is Hild Consulting. That's H-I-L-D.
Amy, the song that's playing right now is off the new DJ Snake album.
Yeah. Okay, give me one moment. Hello, sir?
Yes?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and place you in a brief hold. Let me just bring up your deal, okay?
Okay, it's Hild Consulting.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thanks. On the phone. Wait, Amy's got it.
I'd imagine it will be.
Yeah, I have to charge it here, so I can give them some more feedback in regards to what we're looking to adjust. So you're looking to adjust more of the term, the amount, like kind of give you a little more feedback.
Yeah, that's good. What's
up,
sweetheart?
Not much. You can have it forever.
How does it work?
Like a calculator?
You can turn it off for some. No, you just have to turn on the on button.
Okay. Oh. Alright. I'm going to email the underwriter now, and then whenever I hear back from her,
Oh, I know how to do that. Right here?
Okay,
click right there. Just double click it. Oh.
Oh. It's the same thing.
Arrangement.
Sir Hill Consulting?
Yes, that's it.
I don't find it under that name. Have you been given an offer already?
Yes, we were given an offer, and then we generated contracts for that offer, but then it died in funding because of a criminal background.
Okay.
I'm really in need of that decline email. I never received it. It would be called also Hild and Hild LLC. So Hild
okay,
and
that prosthetic. One? Yeah.
Yeah, that
bad,
one.
Okay.
Yeah. So we received a decline due to the merchant having a criminal background, but I never received an official decline email. Furthermore, I was hoping that we could get as much detail as possible regarding their criminal background, because we're going to go back and we need to tell them that their contracts that they signed have now been declined, and we just want to, make sure that we have the correct information so they don't get upset.
I see. Okay, give me one moment.
Thank you.
Hello?
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 Yes?
Yes.
I'm here. So, yeah, did we able to get more information on the decline?
Yeah, well, basically, it got declined. I'll tell you right now why he held and held.
Okay, yeah.
Hello? Okay, yes. It got declined because of the healthcare sanction and arrested for misapplication of fiduciary property / finance property.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for getting that information. I want to be able to write this down real quick, so if you could just bear with me for one quick moment.
Okay.
Okay. Could you please say those things one more time? And slowly, I'm going to type it all out.
Okay, healthcare sanction.
Sanction, okay.
And arrested for misapplication. This other word, I'm going to spell it out to you because I'll pronounce it funny.
Fiduciary, I think?
Yeah, thank you. How is it?
Fiduciary.
Fiduciary. Okay, thank
you. Yeah, I know. My dad was a lawyer. That's the only reason that I know.
Oh.
Fiduciary duty.
Property. / finance property.
I'm sorry, one more time?
/ finance property.
Okay. So there was a healthcare sanction and he was arrested for misapplication of fiduciary property / finance property.
Correct.
Okay. Is there any way you could also just send that decline over email? I never did receive a decline email on it. So
it gets declined for criminal record. It doesn't get declined with explanation.
Okay.
I could send the decline for criminal record, but not with the...
I just want to make sure that I have it real quick from you. Hild. Yeah, no, that's fine. I just never did receive even that one. You know, the last email I have from Everest on Hild is the revised contract, so I just want to make sure that it's all... We have the right paper trail. Just showing that it was declined at Everest after all. So if you just resend the decline email saying for criminal background, that'd be great.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
I'll let them know.
Thank you. All right. Well, thank you, Vanessa.
My pleasure.
All right. Bye.
Goodbye.